Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. This is Trey from Daddy Mojo, and this week in all-age comics, it is busy and fun for your young reader because Strawberry Shortcake is back. She is. Her new monthly series starts this week. Also in Humor All-Age Comics, Madagascar and Peanuts come out this week, in addition to a couple others. In action and science fiction, we have Ghostbusters International, an invader from a planet whose name may or may not be Zim, and a trade paperback from the best black and white comic on the marketplace that not enough people are reading. It's fabulous. We'll go through that. Also in superheroes, everything is from Marvel this week. In superheroes, it's really odd, but we've got Spidey, Marvel Universe Super Spider-Man Contest of Champions. It's one of the most awkward titles in the world, but it's a pretty good comic book. We reviewed it last month. We'll go over that. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl and lots more coming up on the podcast. So the music you're hearing this week is from Foxhole. You can check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. It's pretty groovy. What is happening this week? Oh, yes. If you ever want to reach out to us during the week, we're on Twitter pretty much all the time, quite often, at Daddy Mojo. It's funny. We got into a guitar stream this week, and I kind of wanted to pop in and say, we don't really do guitars, but thanks for all the chatter. So we talk about a lot of parenting stuff, some toys, comics, and other things that parents or kids may want to know about at Daddy Mojo. Let us jump in to the humor comics because Strawberry Shortcake is back. Yeah, she is. She never went anywhere for you, but for the comic industry, she went away for a couple of years, but she is back in a new monthly series from IDW, Strawberry Shortcake number one. George Ball, Amy Meberson are handling the art and story on this. And first issue is all about roots. So we're going to try to, the comic, is going to try to reintroduce Strawberry Shortcake and her way of thinking, what's going on, why is she a shortcake, what's a strawberry, da-da-da-da-da-da. Also, we've got the Purple Pie Man entering the fray. And this is a title and a character that I do not know anything about. However, I do know that she's kind of legendary and that she is iconic. She has survived in one way or another since the 80s, and that can't be a bad thing. So it's great that she is back in a new monthly series from IDW, and issue number one comes out this week. Issue 32 from Peanuts also comes out this week, and this comic really is so stinking sweet. It is just awesome. It really is a fabulous book. It's a timeless title with classic characters. And the reason I wanted to highlight it this week was just because of the image that's associated with the cover. It has Snoopy cradling under Charlie Brown's shoulder while it's raining and he's at the bus stop. And that image alone says, wow, this is why Peanuts is such a fabulous comic and cartoon series for any age, because you can look at any one panel and it can convey so much without saying anything. It's just really so fabulous. This comic book is from Boom Studios and it will have two or three stories in it. One of them may be older, but it's going to be new to your young reader. The newer story in this one is where Snoopy decides to help Charlie Brown with baseball. Sure, it sounds familiar to older readers, but to your young reader, they're going to love it. And it's funny, our four-year-old loves Peanuts, and he loves Scooby-Doo. And sometimes he confuses the two and calls Peanuts Snoopy-Doo. As you do, number 32 comes out this week. One of the best new series that we've encountered recently is Madagascar. Madagascar 2 comes out this week. And it's interesting because some of the characters within the Madagascar universe came out already in their series, like the Penguins had a series last year from Titan, which was very good, but this series is much better, and it's from Joe Books. I'm not sure why it's better. It's a funnier series because it has everybody from the zoo. It's got the Penguins, the lion, everybody. And in this issue, number two, it explores a bit of their backstory, and how they got off of the island from Madagascar. That's what it does. The series takes place where they are all in New York at the zoo, so it's contemporized with the film and where that is and its lineage. But this comic is really good. It's thick. It is a lot of comic for a comic book that costs $2.99. We love comics that cost $2.99 because of that price point. You can $3. That's nothing. I'll buy that for my kid. And that's what we did, just kind of as a lark. And both of our kids, the 4-year-old and the 6-year-old, liked Madagascar. And I liked it because it was a very thick story, had great art, and it was legitimately very entertaining even for me. That's Madagascar number 2, comes out this week. In science fiction and action this week, it's a really thick category this week. There are lots of books. We're going to take a look at 3 of them that we really like or that may have slipped under your radar. One of them this week is Ghostbusters International. This is number 4. Comes out this week, again, from IDW. They do a lot of great kids stuff. They do. In this one, it's part of an ongoing series in Ghostbusters International where the crew are in Paris trying to stop the creepy ghost. Yes. That's pretty much what happens in every issue, but it's a very well-written and well-drawn comic. I was talking with Eric Burnham one time at a Comic-Con once last year, and he was telling me a story about what's really cool about all-age comics and young readers. When it's combined with something that everybody in the family can enjoy, is that they read it together. And that's what happens with the Ghostbusters comics and Ghostbusters International. Now, Ghostbusters International is the spinoff, for lack of a better term, from Ghostbusters, the all-age comic, both of which are awesome. This, however, is Ghostbusters International, where the crew goes abroad, and they're in other countries, other famous landmarks and cities, doing stuff that you expect them to do, but it's a great story. It's very well presented, and it's a good self-reader for kids who are 8 and up, but the content is great for anybody, because it's not going to be too spooky, but it is good stuff. That's Ghostbusters International, number 4. It's black and white, and it is awesome. It's one of our favorite books, and it is Usagi Yojimbo. And this comic is awesome, and it's not just because it takes place in Japan. I like things that are from Japan, because I lived there for a couple years. But Usagi Yojimbo is a great comic. It's from Stan Sakai, and it has some of the best art. I'll call it minimalist art, because there's not a lot of vocabulary, but there is so much action. There really is, and it's all ages. It's an anthropomorphic rabbit who is a ninja. I've talked about this a couple of times, but in this one, it's great because it's a trade paperback. It's $25, so it costs a little more, but you get almost, how many issues? You get 25 issues of the comic in this. Wow, it's 600 pages, really is, it's so entertaining, and if you look at the artists who are involved in this, you've got Jeff Smith, Frank Miller, Scott Shaw, Sergio Aragones, so many artists, and Frank Miller too, my goodness, if I didn't say that, he's in there. It's great. The art is great, the story is out of this world for what it is for any age. And this is quite a deal when you look at how many pages it is and the price. It's Usagi Yojimbo Saga. It's a trade paperback, volume 6. Comes out this week. I can't believe that Invader Zim has been around now for 10 years. Ay, caramba. This is issue number 9 of the comic book. Comes out this week from Oni Press. They do some good all-age stuff. Yeah, they do. And in this one... Well, what is Invader Zim? Zim is kind of like a, for lack of a better term, a flunky. He's an alien flunky who has been assigned the task of invading Earth. But he's not really a good alien. So when he tries to take over Earth, he kind of does a messed up job. He sets up a base near us, yay. But Dib is his foil, to lack of a better term, on Earth, who knows he's an alien trying to overtake the Earth. And it's funny. We've seen the comic, we've seen the cartoon a couple of times, and plan to check out the comic this week. But a friend of ours raves about this comic book, and she has There's lots of things in Vader Zim, and has often said that this is one of her favorites. So we're going on that. We're going to check it out this week also. That's Invader Zim, number 9, rounding out the science fiction and action. Superheroes. Sometimes superheroes are one of the more underrepresented genres in all-age comics, young reader stuff. Who knows why? It's just kind of strange, but the marketplace and the publishers know what sells, so for one reason or another, that's the case. And in this week, superheroes is all represented by one publisher, Marvel Comics. My goodness. It's weird because there are four new all-age comics that have superheroes in them this week, and they're all done by Marvel. That is really rare, and it's the first time it's ever happened, but Marvel does at least one all-age title a week that has superheroes, and this just happens to be the week where they all collide. It's a battle royale. It's a cage match, as it were. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number 7. This title is technically rated teen plus, or teen. However, we've seen the comic, and there's nothing really inappropriate about it, aside from its attitude. It's got a little sass. So, if your child is a very advanced reader, like, say, 9 years old, and they can read pretty much anything that you give them within reason, and not stumble upon it, check out Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, because the action is going to be there. And it's how to describe the series. It's kind of like Deadpool, except for younger ages, where she is a superhero with lame superpowers, and who sometimes encounters other superheroes and does super things. But she's also a student in school, and she has a tail like a squirrel. There you are. That's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number 7. Again, it's rated T by Marvel standards. However, common sense parents are going to say, you know what, my 8-9-year-old can handle this, and either boys or girls will like it and enjoy it. Back in the day, The Electric Company from PBS had a title. They had a partnership with Marvel Comics, and they produced a neat little comic called Spidey. And that's what kind of got me into reading. Spidey from Marvel Comics was rebooted in the fall. This week, Spidey number 5 comes out. I'll call it a tweak in Marvel Comics and their rating system. This is rated T also. However, again, common sense parents are going to say, you know what? There's nothing too bad or inappropriate in this comic. So, again, got a kid who likes action, who likes Spidey, who wants a title that is going to be slightly more realistic than the other Spidey title we're going to mention. Mm-hmm. There's a little leader for you. Say 8 and up, check out Spidey number 5. The other title, here we are. We'll just jump right to it. Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man Contest Champions, number 2. Again, what a wonky, wordy title. But this is a really good comic. We reviewed it last month because our kids love Spider-Man. They really do. This is based from the Marvel XD series that Disney has. It is very good. And this comic, literally, the art looks the same as it does on screen. And in this miniseries, you've got Spidey, who is the captain of a team of heroes that has to fight for the Battle of New York. Mm-hmm. Because the collector and his brother are playing a game, and they're pitting a lot of bad guys against some good guys. Whoever wins that round, thus the Contest of Champions, and the winner of the Contest of Champions gets to either save New York or take New York. My money is on Spider-Man saving New York, and in this one, you've got Red Hulk, Captain America, and some of the agents of SMASH also helping Spidey probably defeat the Collector and a series of other bad guys. It is very good. It comes with any ages, and it has some games and crafts inside the comic, too. And again, let your kids do these crafts. We let our kids do the crafts because comics like that aren't going to be the thing that are worth money in the future. They're worth fun now. So we let our kids do the word searches, the connect the dots, the coloring, all that stuff. In his most recent issue of Ultimate Spider-Man Contest of Champions, number 2. Again, what a wonky title. But it is a very good interactive comic for any child ages 4 and up. That's how good it is. It really is. Free Comic Book Day is coming up May 7th. It's the first Saturday in May. And we have oodles of all-age free comic book titles that are going to be released that day. We're going to take a look at all of them next week, because some of them are better than others, because you can't, I think there are 15, maybe 18 all-age comics. You can't get all 15 or 18 unless you go to four or five different comic book stores, or you have an in with your local comic book store. So we'll highlight all of them, let you know what's good, and what may be best for your young reader relative to what they like. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.